From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today it's clear that a systemic failure allowed an attempted attack on a passenger plane last week. A Nigerian man is suspected of carrying an explosive device aboard a Northwest Airlines flight Christmas Day. It failed to detonate. The president said it's clear the government needs to do a better job.
There were bits of information available within the intelligence community that could have and should have been pieced together. We've achieved much since 9/11 in terms of collecting information that relates to terrorists and potential terrorist attacks. But it's becoming clear that the system that has been in place for years now is not sufficiently up to date to take full advantage of the information we collect and the knowledge we have.
The president said he's ordered preliminary findings on the incident on his desk by Thursday and a comprehensive report in the coming weeks. International airports are not publicizing what new restrictions or searches that they may have been implementing. Larry Miller reports from London.
At London's Heathrow Airport, U.S.-bound flights are tending to take off about an hour late. British Airways is now restricting passengers to one carry-on bag and warned that gift wrap packages would be unwrapped. At Toronto's Pearson International Airport, delays were more than 3 hours. Babies were being frisked before being allowed on a continental flight from Newark to Cancun. While most passengers seem to be taking the delays and increased security in stride, some in Europe are cautioning against going overboard. A German newspaper warned of hysteria, saying the new measures have nothing to do with safety and amount to a blind overreaction. Another side effect of the terror alert, many airlines already hit by the recession, have seen their share prices fall sharply. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A federal appeals court in California ruled today an individual police officer can be sued for excessive force for using a taser. The decision was unanimous. We hear more from NPR's Anna Jaffe.
The ruling goes back to an incident in 2005 when Carl Bryan was having what the Ninth Circuit called a bad morning. He'd already been pulled over once for speeding. He was pulled over for a second time by Coronado Police Officer Brian McPherson for failing to wear a seatbelt. While Carl Bryan was demonstrably upset, cursing and speaking gibberish and hitting himself in the thighs, he was not threatening Officer McPherson, who stood some 20 feet away. McPherson tasered Bryan, who fell face first on the pavement, breaking 4 front teeth and injuring his face. One of the probes from the taser had to be surgically removed. Upholding a lower court ruling, the Ninth Circuit found that McPherson used excessive force and therefore is not entitled to claim qualified immunity as a police officer. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Stocks fell slightly today. The S&P and the Dow each lost 1 point. The Nasdaq dropped 2 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that GMAC Financial Services will get another $3.5 billion in aid from the federal government. The paper says the money is designed to help the company to become profitable again in the first quarter of next year. GMAC already has received $12.5 billion since last December. Artist David Levine died today. Levine was, for many decades, the house caricaturist for the New York Review of Books. He was 83 years old. NPR's Nita Olaby reports.
The faces he drew were the faces that interested New York intelligentsia, softly skewered, less pictures than probes in black and white. He drew leading authors, politicians, celebrities, everyone from Henry Kissinger to John Updike, who wrote a remembrance of Levine on the New York Review of Books website. He said, Levine's drawings comfort us, quote, with a sense of a watching presence, an eye informed by an intelligence that has not panicked. That eye was also informed by a Brooklyn childhood, studies at the Pratt Institute and the Tyler School of Art. Over the course of almost 4,000 drawings, Levine defined the look of the New York Review of Books until 2006. Then, in an artist's worst nightmare, he started losing his sight. He died after a battle with cancer in New York City. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Outback Steakhouse has agreed to settle a sex discrimination lawsuit. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had claimed the restaurant chain had kept women out of the better jobs, the ones that could lead to profit-sharing management positions. Outback did not admit to any wrongdoing, but did agree to pay out $19 million. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.